Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Biner with the Child and Family Center. I recently spoke with Maggie Lawrence, Community Services Educator at the Nashville Fire Department, about smoke detectors. Can you tell us a little bit about smoke detectors?
Smoke detectors are considered your early warning devices, and they're used as a means of alerting the occupants of a situation such as a fire within the home. Smoke detectors are to be taken seriously. Smoke detectors should be checked once a month to make sure that they are working properly. They need to be vacuumed once a month to remove all the dust. If a smoke detector is more than 10 years old, it needs to be replaced. There are two different kinds of smoke detectors. There's the ionization smoke detector, and there's also the photoelectric smoke detector. Ionization is for your slow smoldering fires. Photoelectric is for your fast and hot burning fires. At this time, we are giving away dual smoke detectors, which is a combination of both of the smoke detectors.
Now, what are the costs of those smoke detectors? How much do they run?
The ionization smoke detectors normally run about less than $10, but the photoelectric you can probably get for about $40. But we give those away free to, you know, to homeowners.
Okay. You said to test your smoke detector once a month.
Absolutely.
Now, how do you go about testing it?
To test a smoke detector, all smoke detectors have a test button on it. And all you have to do is to push the test button on the smoke detector with your finger. And you're going to push it and hold it until you get the beeping sound to make sure that it is working. Now, if you cannot reach it, you can get like a broomstick or another instrument that would help you to be able to test your smoke detector. And just hold it, press the test button, hold it until it makes the buzzing sound. And that way you know that it works.
And you also talk about vacuuming. Now, how do you go about doing
that? It's very easy. Just get your vacuum cleaner. And some people may have like a dust buster or something like that. Just turn it on and just run it across it because you are trying to get that dust out. You can also open it up. But when you open it up, just be very careful as you vacuum it out because you don't want to dismantle any of the parts on the inside. So just be very careful as you're doing it.
Now, which smoke detector is better?
The combo.
Okay.
Because the combo encompasses the ionization and the photoelectric. And that way you're getting coverage for both. Ionization is a great smoke detector. So don't think that because you don't have the combo that you're not protected. It does work. It's been saving lives for years, and it still does.
Okay.
So if you have the extra money, then the photo is, you know,
it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the common thing that people do with smoke detectors?
Take them down.
Okay.
They take smoke detectors down, which is a no-no. Now, according to the Tennessee Code Annotated, which is the state law, it is the landlord's responsibility to make sure that you do have a smoke detector in your home.
Okay.
But it is the tenant's responsibility to make sure that that smoke detector is maintained.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have a kitchen fire and your smoke detector is going off and you remove your smoke detector, chances are you're going to forget to put it back up. So when you really need it,
right,
it's not going to be where it needs to be.
Right. And it'll be that tenant's
responsibility.
Absolutely. Or it'll be on that tenant instead of the landlord.
It'll be on that tenant.
Because
absolutely.
They provided it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And another thing is, a lot of times what will happen if, you know, smoke gets in the house and you take the smoke detector down, we have to remember that everything, right, as far as a fire is concerned, the heat and the smoke and the gas is, they go to the top.
Okay.
So if you've taken your smoke detector down and laid it on the counter, then by time the smoke, you know, gradually comes down to the counter to set it off, it's too late.
Because it already had risen up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you need the smoke detector, you can always come to our office.
And where are you located?
We're located at 63 Hermitage Avenue.
And what times can they come and get them?
Between 8 and 4.
8 and 4. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. or you can use the contact us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.